That's pretty deep, right? And there was more that I was listening to. I mean, read. Here's another one for our young people. It says, "Youth is the time to establish good habits, to correct wrong ones already contracted, to gain and to hold the power of self-control, and to lay the plan and accustom oneself to the practice of ordering all the acts of life with a reference to the will of God." And here's a verse. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, since we are doing our natural remedy demonstration here, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles, and we're just going to do an opening scripture. Turn your Bibles to Titus 2:11. Titus 2:11. It's a popular verse. Everybody there? Is Titus after Hebrews?
Titus.
Before. Oh, there we go. Okay. I could have just ran and got it, but
it's fine.
Oh wait, she can come back now. We got Bible here?
Yeah. Okay, Bible.
Yes, we're gonna need our Bible. This is our medical missionary guide. This is where you can find some principles that we can apply to become medical missionaries. That's a powerful word in itself. Medical means, there's a few definitions for it, but the understanding is that missionary is a spiritual and medical is a physical. Medical missionary. All right, I'll just wait till they get back. So Titus 2 verse 11. Oh yeah, you guys should get your think it and ink it. So get ready to write things down, these principles, so we can share and depart it with our friends, neighbors, people at the workplace. All right, we're good? Okay, we're good. All right, Titus 2:11. And remember, there are, plenty of stories that have to deal with natural remedies in the Bible. There's one. Remember the blind man? He was blind, and what did Jesus do? He spat on the floor, on the dirt, and he put the dirt on the man's eyes. And he was healed. But if you look at the rest of that story, they thought that because he was blind, that he did something. He violated the laws of health, right? So Pharisees, no, he sinned. But he was born blind. Well, that means his parents sinned. But that wasn't the case. Sometimes sickness comes because it was all for the glory of God. That's another thing to learn. So, but then, just so you know, Jesus, he could have used anything else, but he used the dirt, and he just spat on it, and he did it. So what does this ultimately tell us? Where does healing come from? It comes from God. Pray and ask God to bless the natural remedy, and to do its power. Well, from Titus 2:11, let's read that. Volunteers, who wants to read it? Okay.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
All right, to some men? To all. So it says all men. But if you look at, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Okay, salvation, okay. If salvation is spiritual, can we substitute that word with health? For the grace of God that bringeth health hath appeared for all men. So furthermore, it says God cares not only about our spiritual health and salvation, but also about our physical health and well-being. How can we see that? 3 John 2 is a popular one too. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So he's in for all of us, for our temporal life and our spiritual. So Jesus himself said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Now this is a good point. Because salvation is for all men, that means God's health insurance has to be for all men too. So in order for God to be fair and just, both his saving way and his healing way must be available to every member of humanity. Here are a few simple principles. It's going to be found, again, Nature's Healing Way. This is a good guide to start off. If you guys want to do this work personally yourself, and you know, we can talk more, of course. This is like one of my favorite books to even do the guide. It's really, really awesome. So here's some, you can write this down. God's saving and healing way. The way to salvation and to health is, health has to be available to all. Have you guys ever came across, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with multi-level marketing? Like people will come with, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but they try to get you, and sometimes you can't get that supplement or whatever, you can only get it from them, you know? But in this case, we can only get it, it has to be available to all. So basically the remedies that you see here, you can find it in a natural food store, Safeway, anywhere close. So that's principle number one. Number two, has to be inexpensive but invaluable. Inexpensive but invaluable. What's invaluable again? I'm really asking you guys a question. Invaluable. See, invaluable. Yes, there you go. That's what it was. That's number two. Inexpensive but invaluable. Priceless. You can use it for many things. See? And number three, am I going too fast for you guys? Number three is, it has to be easy to understand, yet profound. That's one of my favorite ones. And number four, simple to practice in the daily life. You're going to see that tonight. And number five, highly effective for sin and sickness. Highly effective for sin and sickness. And it says in the devotional, My Life Today, it says, true religion and laws of health go hand in hand. The things of nature are God's blessings, provided to give health to body, mind, and soul. They are given to the well to keep them well, and the sick to make them well. Amen. Number four is simple to practice in the daily life. Yes. Simple practice in the daily life. So with that being said, let's go over here. We are going to cover, can you look for like a spoon there or something? Is there like an ice cream scooper right there, my chance? Look for the ice cream scooper. That's what you might
want. It's to the left of the sink.
Left of the sink, Marvin, thank you. All right, now let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah 53. I'm going to show you something awesome. Remember, we're going off the principle, is my favorite one, is easy to understand yet profound. So Isaiah chapter 53, another popular chapter of the Bible. So here we go. Everybody there? Okay. Let's read that. Isaiah 53. And let's go to... Thank you, I appreciate it. Let's go to... Let's just read from 1 to... 5. Yes, we can do that. So I'll read it and you guys can just follow along. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord have been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And he hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Keep that in mind. Did you know what I just read? I just read purple cabbage in there. Yeah? I'll tell you why. You can actually do a lot of things with the purple cabbage. This is actually good for diabetics as well. With the purple cabbage is that if you, let's see. You know what? Let's just do this. I'll just show you. If I can get there really good. But the purple cabbage, I mean, cabbage is good in general. They say color your plate like a rainbow. And purple is really good for inflammation. And notice this. Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure if you guys can see it, but there's veins in the purple cabbage. Purple cabbage, I'm using this today because it's good for inflammation. You can put it and use it as a poultice. And it's crazy because as we read Isaiah 53, when you're showing people a remedy, you should always follow that principle. Easy to understand, yet profound. Why is it profound? How can we drop seeds of the gospel? You know, when you're sharing with someone, hey, my knee hurts. This is where the most pain comes from, the knee. Whose knees hurt here? Because I hear someone, oh, okay. Hold on. That's why I got these two seats up here. We need some volunteers for people with pain. And we can have Auntie, I forgot your name. Linda. Okay. So notice this in Isaiah 53. It says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. What color is this? It's purple. So check that out. So I'm going to hit this. And what it does when I hit it is that it activates the things that will help pull out the inflammation. So when I hit it, just get it activated there. Thank you for being our volunteer. Give Auntie a hand. So... And I think if I get another cabbage, like if I rip it out perfectly, notice how it cuffs. You guys notice that? Right for the knee. You know, not only that you can take it inside, you know, you can eat the cabbage and it does a lot of things for you. God shaped it even for the outside. You have your elbows, you can do it here, you can do it on your knee, you can do it over here. And when you hit it, guess what comes out? I mean, you can pretend it's water, but let's just pretend it's blood. And when we do that, we activate it, and it'll do the healing process. But before we even put it on you, we should say a prayer. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will bless this poultice that we will put on Auntie's knee so she can find relief. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So let's see. I'm going to try to do two, just in case, because this one really looks funky. But I'm going to beat it again, and when you notice that, the blood comes out. So the point is this, is to create a healthy mind. A healthy mind. You know, the Bible does say that what springs from the heart is the, what does it say? Okay, now we can place this here. And here's our medical missionary tools. And it's not hard. All you need, like for foundational use, saran wrap and paper towel. So we can use that. This is pretty brand new, so I had to tear here. There it is. So we can use the saran wrap. I have to just find this here. Should have this ready. But yes, purple cabbage will help fight the inflammation. That's not the only thing that fights inflammation too. We're going to do another poultice as well. There we go. And we'll just do it like that. This is when you're in an emergency. You don't have to necessarily do this. You just call 911. But... but this is like emergency natural remedy. When you're in pain, you're out there. Put it on here. Right there, right on the knees. So cool, you know it is. We're just gonna wrap it around.
I gotta go buy purple cafe.
See, it's foods that you can eat and even foods that you can wear. It can be organic. I mean, no doubt, organic is the best way to go. But sometimes you have families that can't afford those kind of things. So you want to try to be as practical as you can. That's why you pray over it, and you let God do the blessing himself. Let me just get another part so it'll actually stay on there. But yeah, this is what a medical missionary needs here. Oops. Yeah, that would be helpful. But I think I messed it up. Oh, there you go. There it is. Put it back in the box. There we go. But this works out. It doesn't have to be anything too pretty. But even this one will help. And just notice that when we think about this, we can see the gospel here. Jesus was bruised, he was hit, and not only that, what's going on here is that the cabbage is actually pulling the inflammation. Or you can call inflammation sin. So when Jesus died for us, his body was hit, bruised, and what happened? Salvation was done all the wrong end, right? Amen. Alright, you're just going to leave us here, and you're going to report to us by the end of this meeting here. Okay, Auntie, you can sit back if you can move. Everybody give another round of applause. Woo! So that's Isaiah 53. And here's something that I want to share as well. Here's a little testimony. I was doing massage. And it's not any regular massage. I did some little bit of massage with the doctor, Chinese doctor. I'm not going to say his name. But the problem is this. A lot of us can get really sucked into health and missing the message. I'm not sure what was his motives are. His motives, I mean, from what I'm hearing, was really good. But to me, something came up, and it felt like a pride kind of thing. Because I'm not sure if you guys know anything about like martial arts and all that stuff. Well, in this case, it was healing arts. And what stood out to me was that there's healing everywhere. There's healing everywhere. And I kind of conflicted with them at the massage program that I was attending because I noticed that, let's just be blunt, spiritualism was basically involved, yeah? You guys are familiar with that? And I'm here, you know, you can eat the watermelon, spit out the seeds, or eat the fish and spit out the bones. That's what I'm doing, right? But this is found in Testimonies, Volume 5. It says, Heaven's Approved Way. Jesus gives us the principles to detect those things. And for me, I just ran away from it because it was also saying that in ministry of healing or medical missionary, that sophistry can even trick us, and when we don't even know, we get sucked in far down into it. That's why I said, you know what? I can't mess with this stuff. But here's some good principles here. She says, there are many ways of practicing the healing art, but there is only one way that heaven approves. God's remedies are the simple agencies of nature that will not tax or debilitate the system through their powerful properties. Pure air and water, cleanliness, a proper diet, purity of life, and a firm trust in God are remedies for the wants of which thousands are dying. Yet, these remedies are going out of date because their skillful use requires work that the people do not appreciate. So, that's something that I just lived off, that principle there. And it has to be available to all and fall under those things. So for our next remedy, let's turn to Luke 7:37. Anybody here with headaches? Anybody? Okay. We got headaches. We got remedies for headaches. And coughing, anybody? Coughing. Okay. Coughing. All right. We got coughing as well. Okay. Luke 7, verse, what was it? 37 and 38. Okay. Everybody's there. Let's read it. It says, and behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, I'm not sure if you guys know the meaning of that story. When she broke the fragrant, what did it do? Everybody smelled it. And yeah, it represented Jesus. His body was broken for us, and the fragrance for salvation was available for everyone. So when she was doing that, I can see God like sharing to me like the ripples of Jesus' self-denial, his life being full of self-denial, you know, living for to do the will of God. But not only that, because he left his throne to die for us and went 33 years straight. And then here, you see the ripples of that effect, that because he didn't fail, Jesus didn't fail. You know, in Desire of Ages, it says that if he would have just fell into temptation once, the whole world would have been lost. That's something crazy. But in this case, because Jesus died for us, his body was broken, salvation was for all men. So, check this out. We have an onion. I like onions when they're cooked. But they do have medicinal properties in there. So we're going to try to pretend like this onion is like the alabaster box. Yeah? And there's a good, awesome object lesson to see this. And it says here, the onions, you can actually do several things. It's actually good for the respiratory system. And I'll show you why. There's a several here. It says, a smell in onion. The essence give off by onion alleviates the nasal congestions and loosens mucus and fights disease-causing germs. So you can even do that. There's other things you can do with onion. You can chop it up, all that stuff. You can even do a poultice. So for those who... I think, yeah, it should be for headaches. Also to start circulation in your body, you can actually chop them up as well, put them in the paper towel, fold it, and get the saran wrap and put it under your feet. And put them under your feet. That's another way to do it. But in this case, for those who are dealing with the headache, we can do this. Remember, this is an onion. That's the alabaster box being broken. So when an onion is being broken, whoops. We'll just deal with that.
What is it under your feet for?
It just increased circulation. I think when you have a headache, you can even put it under your feet, and it'll actually drain. Or even if you're sick, like a cold or a fever, you can actually put it under your feet. You make a poultice out of it, you put it on your feet, and it'll get the circulation going on. So, yeah, who would have known? There's a lot of several things you can do with onions. Remember that principle that I shared. Onions has to be available to us, inexpensive but invaluable. So you can do a lot of things with this. For example, there was this van that I had, and well, my home is my dad's Catholic, and my mom is she grew up Seventh Day Adventist, and I don't know how this happened by God's grace though. but you know, he went crabbing, and the crab smell spilt in the car, and that smell was horrible. But anyway, you can actually put an onion in your car, and it'll actually suck all the toxins in the air to take it away. And it's the same thing. When you're sick, stuffy nose, or congestion in the lungs or in the nose, you can chop it up again and just leave it at your bedside and fall asleep with it. So, and there's some character building in there too. It's kind of some humility process going in there. Because who wants to sleep next to an onion? You know, it kind of stinks. But there's some invaluable things that we can learn, and it's inexpensive. So as I chop it, we need a volunteer, whoever has a headache, to come up and breathe in front of it, and let the essence given and enter your in your nose and into the pathways. All right. Let's do this. So here we go.
Maybe I'll actually sleep tonight.
it just may work. It just may work. By God's grace. That's why we got to pray over it.
Yes.
So let's do this. Let's pray.
Okay.
Your name is not Sandra.
No, Jackie.
Yes. Okay, Jackie. Let's pray over it.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the other blessings you can give us through an onion, Lord. Cool to know. I like onions. I like to eat it. But Lord, I just pray that we can use it for medicinal purposes. Jackie is dealing with a headache and maybe some congestion as well. Pray by faith she can bless the onions so she can alleviate her pain. That she take it out. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. Amen. Here we have the onions.
Okay.
We actually did this at another church in Michigan. And he was just sitting there and smelling it just like this guy. See this guy?
Oh.
He's just smelling it. And we had the guy smelling it the whole time. Headache went away. This is during a program, too.
Well, you know what? I love onions. I put onions in almost everything.
Yeah, I like onions, too. I love onions. So the headache went away, and it pulled out. So that's some of the benefits of onions. And you can leave it at your bedside, too,
mm-hmm.
And it'll open up. Check this out. Here's another cool story. Another medical missionary, friend of mine, she was giving Bible studies to a lady, or I think it was maybe what would have been the husband, and the child had actually had asthma. And the child was actually having an asthma attack as they were giving Bible studies. And the medical missionary was, you know, she remembered, she said, wait, onions, we can chop up an onion because what? Because it's good for the respiratory system. Onions open up. When an asthma attack happens, what happens in the respiratory system? It starts to get tired. Yeah, and it constricts. And then she immediately got an onion, opened it up, and just smelt it. And the pain was relieved, and they were able to continue to study.
You know, my son that you met,
mm-hmm.
He's had asthma since he was three.
You told me.
Yeah, so, and only now that he's barely growing out of it, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually some more things that can be ascertained why he has asthma.
Uh-huh.
And we can talk about that later. But
Can I take this with me?
Yeah, you can take it with you, and we'll see how it goes. Auntie, how? Everybody give her a hand of applause. Amen. Auntie, how's the knee feeling? Take a sit. How does it feel? It feels good? Wow, praise God. He's already working. Praise God. You see, I don't have to even tell people that, oh, you can only get this from me. You see the program? You guys are not paying me to give the program, I'm just giving you the information. And yes?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Why is it when you put onions, your eyes water, but I can sit here and smell it and my eyes water?
That's really interesting. Yeah, people usually tear up when
I
have the onion. I do too. I don't know the answer to that, but we'll get back to you. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
When an onion is fresh,
Well, another thing is this. I actually chopped it without peeling out the skin. So if you actually peel out the skin, yeah, it'll probably work. Yeah, it'll work. Mm-hmm. It'll work stronger if you pull out the skin as well. So, but I kind of chopped it all up, so it'll start getting start working. But to move forward, let's see. We had someone dealing with a headache and a cough. Let's see. Hey, Corbin, can you check if it's warm or hot enough? Okay. Yeah, there it is. Asthma prevention. You talked about asthma. And talks about what you can avoid as well, and as people are dealing with the ailment, asthma. But that's what onions can do. Powerful testimony, like I said, opened up the child's lungs, and the asthma attack was able to go away. So I thought that was powerful to share. And number two, we're just going to skip that until it gets ready. Is it more boiling up again? Okay. So we're going to need another volunteer. Is it good? Let's just wait like 2 more minutes. We'll just... It's boiling? Okay. That works out too. Get a hot pack there. Here. Does anybody still have a cough or a headache?
Yeah,
right here. You have a cough?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to go over here. We can do that too. And the essential oil. Right here I'm using, you can use peppermint oil, you can use eucalyptus oil. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen this. You can get these at Safeway. Yeah, eucalyptus oil. And there's different remedies that you can put together. What is it? This is eucalyptus oil. Yeah, you can find this at your food store, Safeway. I got this at Safeway, so it's anywhere. So yeah, you can find that there. So yeah. And remember, when we're dealing with cold, let's open up. You can actually sit here.
Yeah.
What was your name, brother?
Jesus.
Jesus, okay, Jesus, we got Jesus. No, Jesus. You know, round of applause again for another volunteer. So, what's going on is that when we get sick, sometimes our immune system, we have to find other ways to boost it. Check this out. It says here, we have the nose. This is some of the chapters here that covers the nose. It says, when a virus gets into the body, the first line of defense that tends to confront it is contained in the mucosa inside the nasal passages. You guys know what the mucosa is? We have one behind the nose. We have another one, the mucosa lining in the stomach. These guys are like the front line of the army when we get sick. So when we get sick, we got to increase that. And different practical ways to increase it is that we can juice. Even get some carrots. Juice some carrots or eat some carrots. And incorporate that in our diet. But did you guys know another practical one? I'm going to share that tomorrow, but I'll share it right now. Vitamin C, red bell peppers has one of the highest, 4 times higher than your typical, when you're sick, let's just eat an orange because it has vitamin C. But red bell peppers has 4 times higher than orange or any citrus for vitamin C. So you can do that. So because you're sick, this is another way to boost your immune system. And this is what we're going to do. You're going to actually do this and cover so the steam doesn't escape. Do that. I'm gonna put. Just be ready to do it. I'm gonna put the essential oil in there, the eucalyptus oil. And you tell us how it goes. You gotta give us a good report. It's gonna be good report. All right. Just a few drops. All right. Go ahead. You can do 6 drops, but this one doesn't really have the dropper, so it kind of just spilled down. How does it feel there, Jesus?
Hot.
It's hot. It's hot. How did the essential oil?
It feels good, right?
Yeah.
It's opening all my
uh-huh.
my nose, but it's really, really hot.
Yeah. You gotta sweat those toxins out. But
I'm sweating.
and,
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
It feels really good. It feels that it, I had this feeling that it was itching on my my throat and my nose, but it feels that it took that away.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah. How about you stay there for like 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
I think you should. I think you should. It will get better. I know it's hot, but you need a little sweat so you can pull out those toxins.
Okay, bye-bye.
There we go. So you can do this too. And if anybody else is dealing with a headache or cough, things of that nature, you can come right up. You can come right up. And let's see. You can use that. And there's other ways. Here, everybody almost has a partner. Another way to loosen that the mucus in your lungs, check this out. I know, try to partner up with somebody if you can. Let someone turn around, face the back to another to your partner, and the other person is going to cup their hands like this, and you can actually do the massage. So it's going to look like this. Come here, carpet. That's going to look like this. This loosens up the mucosa. I mean, the mucus. So when they do this, they're actually helping benefit so they can loosen it. And just cup it out as well. How's it feel?
Good,
better?
Good.
Cup your hands, let it echo, let it echo. There you go. All right, now. And just so you know, I do massage. Hit a brother up. So that's another way to practically loosen the mucosa if someone's dealing with congestion in their lungs. Yeah, feels fine.
Yeah, much better, yeah.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good. Anybody want to volunteer to open up? Yeah, if you guys want, there's another way to do this too. You don't necessarily have to do the steam bath. You can actually, you can just smell it. So if you guys want to check it out, eucalyptus oil, you've never smelled it. Now's the time to come up and put some on your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oops, that went on me, oh my.
What is that?
Okay. Yeah, and you can smell your hands the whole time. Yeah, it's pretty strong. Let me just, this is fine here. Yeah, check this out. Here's a good rule of thumbs with Vicks. Vicks, well, actually, could I get in trouble? I don't know. But it has petroleum jelly in there. And if you get the principle of that, if you use petroleum jelly or Vicks vapor rub and you find those things, petroleum, what does that sound like? Gas. Gasoline. So what else is there? There's Vicks and there's another one. Vaseline. You drop the V and you put the G. Guess what you're putting on? Gas. Putting petroleum, and what happens? That's why a lot of parents, like young parents, are like making that mistakes to put. You got to read the label on the back for a lot of kids, because you're covering the pores with petroleum. So you don't want that to happen. That's what petroleum jelly will do. So you can look for different essential oils. If you want to moisturize, you can use coconut oil, you can use almond oil. Because it has petroleum jelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's better to use the oil. I would say that it's best to use oil because the Vicks has petroleum jelly in there. And you're covering your pores and you're basically clogging it up. What were you going to say?
The A&D.
A&D, which one is that again?
It's like Vaseline.
Huh. I'm not too sure.
It's for rashes.
We would just have to look in the back and see if it says petroleum jelly and mineral oil. Look that up, and they're basically the same thing. So that's a good rule of thumb. So what we have next here is our cayenne pepper. This is another one. Cayenne pepper. Now, what do you guys usually use for cayenne pepper? On your food, on your chili. Man, you know what's really? It's good for circulation too. Yeah, improves circulation. Oh, see? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's another hot foot bath, basically. Yeah. But you're using another agent to increase the circulation. That makes sense.
Oh, you know what it was? It was hot
mustard powder. That too. That they either combine the two or you can just use the hot mustard powder. Uh-huh. Well. But check this out. I want to share this story with this lady, with another consultation with this lady, or we were given the presentation, but she wasn't paying attention, so you should write this down. Cayenne pepper, actually, she was doing the poultice, but she didn't do it right. So she did it straight on the skin, and guess what happened to her skin? She burnt her skin. And now that's another, something to think about. It's another good rule of thumbs. Because guess what cayenne pepper does to you when you eat it? It can burn inside and cause, you know, gastritis and all that stuff. So that's just another rule of thumbs. Not all, although it tastes good, that's just something to think about when you are making the decision to take and intake cayenne pepper, that it can actually burn your stomach and your insides. That's why you can use it for medicinal purposes. Tomorrow we're going to talk about more food and things that irritate the stomach. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But in this case, we're using cayenne pepper, and I enjoy this for one second. Can I get a spoon? We're going to actually do a poultice out of this. And this one works well with people dealing with arthritis and pain in the joint again. So do we have... Yeah, I just need a little bit. That's fine. Too much. It has to be thick. Maybe we can put some oil. I think I should put the water. Yeah, actually, give me another bowl. Let me just restart this. Give me another bowl. I'll get the oil. There should be a bowl right there. The next one, to the right. Left, yeah, there it is. That works out. Best with oil so it can clump more. So for this ingredient, cayenne pepper poultice, you can, depending how much you want to put, you're going to have to put too much, because it'll work pretty fast. And what you do, you can get some oil. This is almond oil. Almond oil is good in vitamin E. E for external. You can actually put it on your skin. If you have dry skin, this is another way to help you out. Almond oil, yeah. Or you can use olive oil too. You can use olive oil. You can, sometimes coconut oil, you won't get them too liquidy, so you have to warm it up. So... But you can use that too. But you would have to warm it up. That's what we're gonna do here. See, it kind of turns into a paste. Can you guys see that? It turns into a paste. That smells good too. Let me put some more so we can use this whole thing to spread out. Take this here. You can just put it there. So you actually have to put this into a paste here and get the saran wrap. Because that's all you need. Saran wrap and some tissue. Now in this case, we just do it like this. We don't need the tissue or the paper towel. We do this. And you would place the, let's see. On top. So we have somebody with any pain, right? Any pain on the wrist by chance? On the wrist, it'll be easier access for this guy. You can spread it out. And this is what we have it right here. So you would place this not bare on the skin, you're gonna either fold it up. Or put it on and then fold it up so it would look like this. Let's just fold it. And you can actually feel the heat go through. You want to try it, Corbin? You want to give us a report? Okay.
I think she had a response.
Oh, okay. Let's try it then. You can come up to the front. Everybody clap. So we will have it here. And where's your pain at? Okay. Let's do this. Can you get another? Just about. Let me know if you start feeling the heat too. That's a good part too. You feel it already?
Wow.
I feel good. I didn't even pray over it yet, but we're going to pray because we need to give all the what? The healing all goes to who? It goes to God. Right? Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you use this poultice to help alleviate, relieve her pain on her wrist, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that this is just one, Lord. And we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us what's going on here. How's it feel? It feels warm already, huh? So you can actually do this for arthritis. You can put it on your knee. But try it. This is a little sloppy, but the main point is this. Don't get it on your skin because you'll get burned. So you can do that there, and feel the warmth there, huh? So yeah, this is cayenne pepper. It'll burn through. There's also other irritants for the stomach as well that we usually see and eat. But hey, this is another food that you can apply as medicinal.
Cheap.
And it's cheap. Falls into the principles, right? What a blessing. Amen. So. You can leave it there and just let me know how it goes. You don't have to, you can take it off whenever you feel that it feels better. But what do you feel again? You feel the heat.
Yeah.
There's warmth. So I think there's another thing that I've read where if someone's getting a heart attack, you can actually put some pinch of cayenne pepper under the tongue. And this will also spike circulation as well at the heart rate. But anyway, let's give another round of applause. Thank you so much for volunteering. We have that. So cayenne pepper. So what's something new that we can learn? What's the principle, the rule of thumbs about cayenne pepper? If it burns on your skin, it can burn inside your intestine as well. Okay. And we're going to do another remedy. And this has to do, we need two couples, two married couples. Or we can just have two people, it don't matter. You don't have to be married. But if you guys like it, we're actually gonna do. This is found in my Natural Remedies book. And we're gonna be doing the Blackstrap Molasses Facial. You guys heard of blackstrap molasses? You can actually use it for your cereal. It's really good for those who are dealing with anemia or who are anemic. Yeah. Do you need to wrap it one more time? Okay.
She's jumping now, though.
Okay. All right, this is what we're going to do. Cormier, I need one more bowl, please. So I'm just going to read off of what we can have here. Blackstrap molasses is good for people who are anemic. You know people who are anemic? There's a lack of... go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so that makes sense.
What kind of molasses?
This is blackstrap molasses. This is unsulfured.
Blackstrap?
Blackstrap molasses. That's what it's called. You can find this in the health food store Safeway. Yeah, it's not hard to find. Yeah, it's unsulfured. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Unsulfured.
It's organic molasses, unsulfured. So this is... unsulfured, also known as blackstrap molasses. There's molasses, regular molasses, and there's blackstrap molasses. So there's two different kinds. Yeah, molasses is sulfured and blackstrap molasses is unsulfured.
So all blackstrap molasses
are sulfured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. So you can actually use this for killing your sweet tooth. You can put it in your cereal. You can put it on warts. Yeah. You can put it as internally and also as a poultice as well on the wart.
You say it heals your sweet tooth?
Yeah, it says kill sweet tooth and sugar addiction. So instead of putting, you know, your sugary cereals and stuff, you can make your own cereal and add the blackstrap because it's sweet already. And it says a disclaimer, if you're diabetic, you shouldn't be using it. but if you're not and you're anemic, here's a good one that you can actually write down. You can get a little bit of almond milk or whatever milk that you have made. And if you would like, you can warm it up. You can even have your blackstrap latte. So you can just take a teaspoon or a tablespoon, put it in there, turn it up. You know, it'll be good for folks who are dealing with anemia or who are anemic. So that being said, thank you, Auntie and Uncle, for being willing to do the facial blackstrap. blackstrap molasses. Facial. Don't be afraid. We do it all the time. I use this a lot. It's very helpful. When you apply molasses on the face, avoiding the hair and the eyes, what it does, it pulls out impurities through the pores. It pulls out impurities. So what we're going to do is, Uncle, you have to be willing. Remember, just like the man at the pool of Bethesda, right? What do? Do you want to be made well? He was like, no. Okay, I'll take you at your word. And what happened? It was made well. So you gotta be made well. You gotta be willing. So, Andy, you're gonna have to take this and just smear it onto the face. We should take some pictures of this and share it. We should take some pictures. Yes, you can put it everywhere. You can make a nice mask. So, ladies, guess what? It's free. You can eat it. You can put it on your face. Do you have other friends dealing with who are anemic? You can even take a teaspoon and make a latte out of it. So there's multiple things you can do. So yeah, it's gonna feel a little sticky. It pulls out impurities through the pores. It pulls out impurities. You can leave it on for about an hour, 30 minutes to an hour. But in this case, we'll just probably do 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes. Usually,
try to cover him up.
It'll be really awesome to do that. Yeah, I actually have enough there. So blackstrap molasses or unsulfured organic molasses.
Is that for the yearbook?
Yeah, this is for the yearbook right here. So this
on Facebook.
Instagram.
But you know what? You know what this brings? Look at it. I'm just having fun. You can do this at night and have fun. You can share it with the kids. Look, mom and dad, you know how to make fun.
Exactly.
You can a little over. To me, I try to put it as dark as I can. Yeah, I try to put it as dark as I can. And we had someone that did it in Lake Tahoe and in Michigan, and they came out from the bathroom after like 15 minutes. Just 15, 20 minutes. Was it 20? It was 20,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Came out glowing. His skin was soft as a baby.
Oh my goodness.
So you're going to look like an angel. You're going to look like an angel. We had plenty of angel experiences too.
It's good.
Yeah, you can rub it in. You can exfoliate and open up the pores.
It's good.
Let's give you the towel.
Oh, yeah. Better pray over that thing.
That's right.
Awesome. So it's just for cleaning the face?
Yeah, you can pull out impurities.
If you have pimples.
Yeah, for me, for those who are, you know, very sensitive, like especially when I you know, when you get stressed, some people break out, when they eat like diet, for example, oily foods or even sweets causes acne and at least some parts of the cause of acne. For this one helps me a lot. So wow, he's looking a little dark there. That's pretty nice. Yeah. That's good, Auntie. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, this one actually helps me. It softens the skin. You know, like I said, it's very inexpensive. You can use it for a lot of purposes. All right, Uncle. Whoops. Yeah, we have the... We have that there.
Towel there.
So yeah, blackjack molasses. You can do plenty of things. Multiple things with it. Mm-hmm. Black strap. Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, yeah, uncle. So yeah, let's see what time it is. You can leave it on there for a little bit. And you can leave it on there, and we'll probably just do. The end of the program. Unless you can just wait like 10 minutes, and that'd be nice.
And then just wash it off.
Yeah, you wash it off. Actually, there was actually another process before doing it. You're supposed to wash your face first and then do it. And then, yeah, because you want to have your face clean before you do it beforehand. We didn't do that, but that's fine. We're just doing demonstration. But it'll still work pretty effectively, too. And it's also, molasses are good for menstrual cramps, too, ladies. Yeah, it's a 1 8-ounce glass of warm water, half a lemon squeeze, Concord grape juice, tablespoon of blackstrap molasses, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. Yeah. Yes, that's another one too. I heard about that. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's for the menstrual cramps. The ingredients for that. Honestly, there's also more ingredients, but you can use blackstrap. So it's going to be 8 ounce glass of warm water, half a lemon squeezed, 1 ounce of Concord grape juice, 1 tablespoon of blackstrap molasses. This is the one that we're using, and Uncle Ray has on his face, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. And you stir it together and drink slowly. Cramps happen because iron and calcium are lost and cause muscle spasms. So you can do it on cramps, menstrual cramps, etc. Half a lemon. Just got it. So you can share this. Yeah. Yeah, 1 tablespoon of blackstrap molasses. That's another you can make. So, that being said, alrighty. We're going to wait just a few more minutes, and Uncle, I want to see that face glow when he comes. Yes? Carpal tunnel, huh? Carpal tunnel. You can actually try the... So that's the pain, and it has to deal with the nerves, huh? Carpal tunnel. You can, for the relief, how's that? How's that one right here? It's getting warmer? Oh, it's just stayed from, it's just stayed right there, right? Okay. You can still try the cayenne pepper. Remember this, and what you guys seen, we have our Taste of Paradise. This is the special edition. She talks about the pain, the cayenne pepper. She does the whole demonstration that you can use as well. That's where it's found in here, where I got it from. But as far as carpal tunnel, oh man, I'm not too sure. I just know there's pain because I massage people with carpal tunnel. But as far as natural remedies, another one you can probably do is the cayenne pepper. You can do that. Otherwise, we'll just send it for a consultation and you can check it out. So yeah, that's another one. But anyway, that's as we are going to close out. Uncle, man, you look beautiful. Okay, maybe online. After you wash it off, you look beautiful. How about you go wash it off and dry it up and we'll see how your skin will feel. Oh, everything. Well, yeah, you can definitely use that. And we know, I'm sure you guys probably heard charcoal poultices. You can do that. That's very typical. You guys probably seen that plenty of times. We can do that. I don't have it right now with me, but these are just other things you can use around. I remember coming across another medical missionary. Sometimes, his friend got stung by a bee. And sometimes you don't have to necessarily get like a charcoal poultice. Guess what he did? He just prayed over the garlic, crushed it, and put it over. And the bee sting wasn't even inflamed. It just stayed right there. So it's all from the power of prayer that God usually uses these avenues to help and cure disease or sickness. But anyway, what else is the point of why natural remedies? Well, like I said, my testimony from, you know, healing arts, this is God's approved way. I'm not saying that just through my study, just my convictions. I just felt that going into some of these massage places, for example, you have the spiritualism getting involved, and you really got to stay in your word and find out if this is something that God is leading you to go through or something you should just run away from. For me, I just ran away from it. Now, why natural remedies? It says, God's healing way exposes Satan's deceptive healing. And in Matthew 24:24, it says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, it shall deceive the very elect, even the people who know the truth will deceive. And 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And he doeth great wonders, this is Revelation 13, he doeth great wonders so that maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do. It says here in selected messages, in the last days the enemy of present truth will bring in manifestations that are not in harmony with the workings of the Spirit, but are calculated to lead astray those who stand ready to take up with something new and strange. God's work is ever characterized by calmness and dignity. In our speaking, our singing, and in all our spiritual exercise, we are to reveal that calmness and dignity and godly fear that actuates every true child of God. So Satan pretends to be the great medical missionary. He deceives and uses different, deforms. Okay, he does a counterfeit, or he distorts God's truth. That's another thing that he does. Some principles there. And one last thing before we close. It says here that Satan also will have end time miracles. Uses amazing manifestation. What does God use? Uses simple remedies. Promotes ignorance and presumption, encourages true knowledge and faith. Satan condones harmful habits. God requires reformation. Satan disregards God's law, and God recognizes God's law. That's just, for me, that's just key for me. If it points me back to the law of health and ascertain and discontinue harmful habits and post it back to the harmony living with God, that's God's way. The counterfeit Sabbath, a test of loyalty. The true Sabbath, a test of loyalty as well. So it all reflects. You can always, when we do these demonstrations, we can see how it'll has reflection to prophecy, for example. But Satan will also, he will interact the great physician as well. So we got to be aware. And that's just something that I personally experienced myself. I got to see whether this is real healing, because remember this technique, the massage technique that this doctor actually invented, he's helped people in the church. Like, for example, when a pastor's wife got into a car accident and was in a wheelchair for a very long time. And after about a year and a half going through the massage, she was healed. I'm not saying that wasn't from God. I'm just saying that even those things, you know, they're miracles. But you got to know, is it pointing them back to God? Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, and point everything back to Jesus. Point everything back to Jesus. So, there we go. How does it feel? It feels soft, right? Yeah. So there it is. There it is. So that will be the end. Let's see what time it is. It's about 7:45. So yeah. It's actually a Chinese deep tissue massage. Like I said, there's principles to be followed. Even David had to use the Philistines to run away from the people that was attacking him. That's just another principle within itself. Sometimes these things call for, because, you know, you're really sick. You don't want to just be like, oh, no, I'm not going to take this medication because, like, for example, when I was cold portering, I had a little bug in my stomach. And the charcoal wasn't really doing it, because I didn't catch it early enough. And I didn't use all the other things. So I used Pepto-Bismol, and I got the work done. But I'm not saying to use it. I think I spoke with Jackie. That was yesterday. There's a time and place to use it when it's needed. But if it's not needed, try your best to just use simple remedies. So yeah. And that's the end of our segment here for natural remedies. There's definitely more. We have one of our seasons here. This is 1 through 5, and I believe that, there you go, season 4 has homemade medicine you can eat, and you can also apply it to other people. And let's see, how's the onion smelling going for you?
Yeah, it actually cleared up my sinuses, and I always get migraines, it's always on the left side.
Migraines, huh? Okay. Yeah, the migraines usually, from what I've been studying, it's usually constriction that happens. That's the reason why you get headaches and things of that nature. And there's also a remedy for that too. But that's really good. Hey, that's a round of applause. And can you guys say PTL? PTL, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And your wrist? It's better. It's just warmer. You can feel it. So that's really good. So praise the Lord. Round of applause. You can take it off anytime you want. How does it feel? Wow. We got some Kung Fu masters now. Oh, no. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So. So you can feel it pull, and it feels better for you. With the lettuce there, and what else? We had the Jesus with the eucalyptus and the steam bath going on there. Exactly. Mhm. That's good. You can always continue it. You can do it at home. So praise the Lord. Let's see if we have anything else. Let's see. We had the sniffing as well. Uncle was just like, not in a bad way, but he's like one of the beasts with the three heads. He's a triple threat. He had the facial. He had the eucalyptus. What else did you have? That's about it, but that's only two. but that's fine. But Auntie had the poultice there, so praise the Lord. Well, let's close out. With that being said, all the principles, these are just avenues. The real healing comes from God.
Amen.
Real healing comes from God. You can drink all the, if you have eye problems, you can drink all the carrots you want, and it still won't heal you. Because the only healing, it only comes from God. So with that being said, let's close out. Let's see, I think I had a quote here that I enjoyed a lot. So I should summarize just a little bit real quick. The practices of the natural remedies, yeah, we have this, and we also have the new life challenge or new start. When we fall away from God's law, this health law, then we get sick. And we can always go back to those principles and see where we may be lacking in. You know? That's what's really cool. You can ascertain for yourself or have someone else do that for you. But let's just remember that it's not necessarily the remedies that heal, but it's through God. So let's close it off with a word of prayer, yeah? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the things you've created. Nature, Lord, use foods that we can wear and put on our face and so it can actually help us through the healing. And not only that, the most important thing is that when we do these things, we can think about the object lessons that you've spoken in your word, Lord. Mary's alabaster box, how it represented you, the salvation is for all men. And especially about the poultice with the purple cabbage, Lord. That's so powerful. That touched my heart, Lord. That you were bruised and you were hit, Lord. And because you did that and you were willing to do that for us, that we have the opportunity to live with you forever and worship you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we pray that everything pointed right back to you, Lord. I just thank you for this congregation, my church family here. Pray that you bless them as we depart, that your Holy Spirit will be with all of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. And go ahead, Carmen.
All right. So we give a round of applause for you.